gang, that was the whole song. You know what that means? It means I'm on the scene. I'm on the scene. I'm live. It is live on the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnrepublicbroadcasting.org. It is the most awesome radio station in the history of the universe. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, and send a donation to keep awesomeness alive in the universe. Not just free speech, but awesomeness. And go to nationalbugle.com and click on the co-certified app. Download that co-certified app. Once you've done it, once you've installed it on your phone, or once you start using it online, you'll know why. You'll know why. So do that. Nationalbugle.com. All right. If you'd like to call in, you can call in. It's that number is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. This is kind of going to be a Carol Burnett Show edition of National Bugle Radio. And for those of you who aren't old enough to remember the Carol Burnett Show, it came on every Saturday night at 10 p.m. And it was after the Bob Newhart Show. And it had Carol Burnett. It had Vicki Lawrence, who I think was Steve Lawrence's wife, by the way. It had Tim Conway, who used to be, he was the ensign something or other on McHale's Navy. A funny guy. And actually, very funny guy. And Harvey Korman, who was a Jewish comedian, a funny Jewish comedian. And it was a variety show, and they would have a guest, maybe a musical guest, but they'd have a guest. And so they had songs, and they had comedy routines. And so that's what we'll do. That's what we're going to do. We might have a couple songs here and there. Who knows? Maybe an appearance from Boomer Man? You never know. And we might have some callers. You can call in. That's something that they didn't do on the Carol Burnett Show. This is like the Carol Burnett Show with a difference. Also, we might have somebody knocking at my door, and I might need to run off and talk to them. That happens. So if you're on the line, if you're a caller, you call in and that happens, you're going to have to carry the show for a few minutes. Otherwise, we have Mr. T standing by in the control room with Engelbert Poindexter songs. So we'll do all of that. But first, the news. This is from AP News. This is their headline. CDC says many Americans can now go outside without a mask. Hey, gang, we can go outside without a mask. I know we've all been dutifully doing our American patriotic duty and never venturing outside our house without a mask for the past 13 months? Is that how long this has been going on? 13 months. And now you can take off that mask and people can see like all the teeth that you've lost because of the bacteria that have been accumulating in your teeth from all the mask wearing, all of those scabbies around your face, the acne. Yeah, show it off. Show it to everybody. No, so we can go outside without a mask. Oh, but there's a catch. They have eased guidelines on wearing masks, saying fully vaccinated Americans don't need to cover their faces anymore, unless they're in a big crowd of strangers. So you still can't go to the ball game, right, without a mask. Now, Tucker last night did have a show. And, okay, what about Tucker? So a podcast, which will go unnamed, has recently – well, actually, a few podcasts have gone hardcore on Tucker. One podcast, which will go unnamed, went hardcore on our boy Nick, and he is our boy, because this particular podcast, I believe, has gone kind of off the rails, and I would like it to get back on the rails. So I'm not gonna try to start trouble with it, but just saying the rails are over here, and the rails are good, so come back on the rails. Anyway, Tucker Carlson, is he one of us or is he controlled opposition? And here's what I say. What difference? Who cares? Sometimes he says things that have made me challenge him to a cage fight, and that is on. It's on. All this China bashing stuff. Let's go to war with China. No, let's me and you have it out in the octagon. That's what I say. But other times he says things that make me think. Well, okay, if he was dictator for life, that might not be so bad. And so I'm going to call him out when he's retarded, and I'm going to point it out when he does something noteworthy. And we do have our first caller, but noteworthy, he had this whole big monologue devoted to the insanity of wearing masks. And not just the insanity of it, but saying we've got to push back, we've got to go out without the masks, and we've got to confront people who are wearing masks. I don't know. I mean, I'm glad he's saying it. He's got 4.2 or whatever million people who watch him every night. Some of them are boomers who don't give a darn. Boomers who don't have one left to give. They don't have a darn left to give, and will probably go out and do just that. But we have Charles from Florida. Charles, what's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, Dr. Flattery or Patrick, I don't
Patrick's good.
know. The song that you have, the bumper music you have on, it sounds, some of it sounds, the one that has sounds like racing music or something, sounds like something that Offenbach would have written, you know, like Gaieté Parisienne or.
What you just heard at the beginning of this show?
And also the woman, the Korean, North Korean woman singing, that sounds like Lakmé. You know, the opera or operetta Lakmé. She could be singing in Italian. You know, then
You know,
that's.
yeah. Okay, so the North Korean song, I don't know what song that is.
It could be from Lakmé. It sounds like Lakmé, which is an operetta about a Hindu princess,
Okay,
and
so
which I'm not too familiar with, but they play that occasionally.
it could just be plagiarized from that because North Koreans wouldn't know the difference, and you know
You
it
know,
would.
the Japanese and Koreans, it's surprising the knowledge in China
Yeah.
of Western culture, you know, and they have an institute in China that's in that it's a I can't Seneca something that's the name in Latin of like the Royal Society and Catholic Chinese, which are about 6 million of them, they still have the Latin Mass. They use Latin like under Pius XII, or did, and that's one of the advantages of China, has preserved the Tridentine Mass and things before 1969, you know, the original
Okay. I did not know
Tridentine
that.
Catholic. Yeah, that's what I've read somewhere, and unless things have changed.
Well, now in North Korea, you know, Billy Graham visited North Korea when he was still alive. He visited at least a couple of times and was allowed to preach. The thing about North Korea and Christianity, like Pyongyang, at the time that the Korean War broke out, Pyongyang, I believe, was about 20% Christian. That's the capital of North Korea. And of course, South Korea's got a very sizable Christian minority. Then ethnically, they're no different from any other Korean, but the Christianity made good inroads into Korea, which otherwise, you know, there's a few Buddhist sects. There's and I guess, I mean, as mo would mostly other be otherwise be Buddhist sects. And of course, then there's distinctly Korean branches of Christianity, like the Unification Church of Sun Myung Moon. But North Korea, the main thing is as long as you're not stepping on the toes of the ruling structure, the ruling system, then go for it. They are okay with you practicing Christianity as long as it's not going to as long as it's not threatening to the rule of the Kim dynasty.
So. They may have gone underground, the Christians, like the in Japan, you know, from 1600 till the 19th century, when they had allowed Christianity to come. They were persecuted, even killed. You know, in southern Japan has always been the Hiroshima and Nagasaki, where one was a predominantly Protestant city, and another was a predominantly Catholic city. Yeah, you know, they dropped the atom bomb right over the cathedral in 1945, in Nagasaki.
Nagasaki was a port that the Portuguese frequented, so I would suppose that would be the Catholic one. I'm not quite sure. But
both of them are. One was Protestant, predominantly Protestant, and the other was predominantly Catholic.
The other center of Christianity in Japan wasn't Hiroshima, but Kobe, which is, you know, up the coast a little bit. Kobe
is a traditional capital of Japan. Nara.
Well, Nara.
Nara. Kobe.
Yeah, they're commuter. It's a commuter train ride. You know, maybe a 90-minute ride on a commuter train from Kobe to Kyoto.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Did you know that when they have scenes in anime, they have scenes of look like Western churches getting married, and exclusive schools like I'm talking about. What's her name? I don't know. Ranma one half or some of the anime cartoonist Rumiko Takahashi, Inuyasha or Yurusei Yatsura. I don't know if you've ever seen Yurusei Yatsura, about an alien.
Well, no, I haven't. I'm familiar. Urusei Yatsura. I know
that means troublesome alien. Be quiet or something. Be quiet. Urusei Yatsura.
Yeah. Urusei is a rude way of saying shut up.
Yeah, or shut up. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a rude way of saying.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Urusei could sound like a planet name.
Yatsura is alien. It's what I've seen the interpretation. Troublesome alien. It's about a woman alien, Lum, that tries to conquer the earth, and then the hero is a baka. You know, the hero, he's a fool. You know, typical Japanese cartoon hero.
Yeah, it's an insult. It's an insult. It actually means a horse deer. Why is that an insult? I don't know. But, yeah, it's like a fool, baka.
Yeah, women will say that to men, too, baka. Like Akane Tendo says that to Ramna. She calls him baka, you idiot, you know.
No woman would ever say that, man. No, not exactly.
Yeah, but anime cartoon characters. Too.
You know anime a lot more than I do. I do remember some of the old ones, like Speed Racer.
I like Astro Boy. He was the original.
Astro Boy, yes, indeed. Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty awesome. Astro Boy. And then there was, Simba the White Lion. Those were from Hood. And did you ever watch Ultraman? It wasn't really an anime, but it was guys dressed up in rubber suits and doing martial arts on each other.
Monster pictures with Godzilla, you know, in a rubber suit.
Yeah, it was guys dressed up in silver suits, and they would do karate on people dressed up like Godzilla or something. I thought it was cool.
Ultraman, I liked him like you do. I liked Ultraman.
Yeah, like coming home from the YMCA, swimming lessons at the YMCA during summer vacation, you'd come home, you'd make a grilled cheese sandwich and sit down and turn on the UHF station and watch Ultraman. And that was summer vacation,
yeah.
At least when
I remember Ultraman.
Yeah.
But marriage, anyway, in Japanese anime cartoons, they show Western-style marriage with a bride dressed in a white bridal dress and everything. Surprising that the religious schools, probably Catholic, are shown in the anime cartoons, too.
This is what they do.
Though the Japanese don't have any Christians. They're only 1% now.
Yeah, it's very... They have adopted, they have kind of, I mean, there's three religions that are part of Japanese culture. Christianity, even though not very many people are actually real Christians, but they've adopted a lot of it culturally. The Shintoism, which is a kind of a native, like it's a spirit religion, lots of spirits everywhere, living spirits. And then Buddhism, which is, you know, from mainland Asia. And they'll incorporate, most people, if they're going to have a funeral, will probably have a Buddhist funeral. The wedding will probably be a mixture of Shinto and Christian traditions. In fact, the here's the thing about the wedding industry in Japan. It got enormous back in like the 1980s, but it's still big, but it got enormous. And they would, weddings were extremely expensive because there's so many ceremonies. So the woman would change, she'd typically have three different outfits she'd wear. So she'd have a traditional wedding, white wedding dress, and they'd do a kind of Christian type of ceremony. Then she'd go back and change and come out in a kimono and a wig and do some Shinto stuff, and then come out again in a ball gown, like a Cinderella kind of ball gown, and then they'd sit down and eat dinner. Something, it would be something like that. And the typical wedding, when you throw in like wedding gifts and everything, it was like $70,000, which was absolutely insane, and does have something to do with the low birth rate in Japan. It does play a part because it's too expensive to get married. But
have you ever seen Kamichu, anime cartoon about a junior high school girl who becomes a goddess?
Listen, let's finish up on the side of the break, if you don't mind.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. Okay, so we've been talking with Charles about anime and all sorts of Japanese cultural things. I've got a couple more callers on the line.
Oh, okay.
Is there any last thoughts for us, Charles?
Well, I was saying there was an example. Kamichu is the cartoon Kamichu is an example of Shintoism, the Shinto idea that everything contains a god spirit. You know, it's like pantheism or panentheism. It's kami is not doesn't mean just God. It means spirit and chu little kami
chu, like
A-M-I, kami chu.
How it's written, it could be like a bug or an insect. I haven't seen this, but so is it like a tiny little animal or something?
No, she's a junior high school girl. She's been adopted by the pantheon of all the gods. Her father has a big Shinto temple, you know. I don't know, the taxes on that must be extraordinary, you know. These people live in Japan, they're the huge temples and the land they cover, maybe they are exempt from taxes. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
But her father is a kami priest or Shinto.
And Shinto when you say kami, we don't mean communist, but we mean, yeah.
No, K-A-M-I, kami.
Yeah. Kami.
Kami Chu.
Yeah, Chu is probably short for Chugakusei is a junior high school student, so that's probably what it comes from. All right. Well, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
And call back again sometime because I enjoy that conversation. All right. Let's see. Next is Bruce.
Zaijian.
Zaijian. And yeah. Bruce dropped. So next we've got, if he wants to call back, he can call back in. Dan from Washington. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I have nothing to add to the whole Chinese Shinto thing, but interesting. But how's Don doing? Is he ever going to come back to Stormfront? I'm really missing that show.
Well, Don is
he okay?
Yeah, I mean, Don's got, as everybody knows, what, a dozen years ago or so, he had a stroke, and he never fully recovered, but he's apparently doing better than he's done for a while. I think he's getting some good physical therapy. So we're all keeping our fingers crossed.
Okay, good. Yeah, hopefully.
But you know, there was more than just Don's health. There was we had lost our phone service. And we lost several phone lines at one point, but we were able to patch something together, and then we just lost the whole thing. So we weren't able to do a call in show anymore.
Being blacklisted or whatever, deplatformed, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of brings me to my point. I've been listening to, I joined Right Stuff Biz, and I like Fascination and Mike Enoch and the Right Stuff. It's great. I've kind of come more on their side, more on the left wing, just national socialist view of things. They did a deep dive on Tucker, and Tucker's. He came out against the Iraq war, and during it, he was promoting it, and he had his bow tie, and his father is a hardcore neocon that worked with Bill Kristol. So, to me, Tucker, I mean, look, it's just like Trump. They dog whistle, and they're just doing this stuff to get us basically to vote Republican again and buy into their whole nonsense. Even though I agree with you, though, what he said is good. It's good to point out the hypocrisy of the ADL, but I think Tucker's doing it just because he's losing a lot of his audience just by lying, you know, like he said, lying about China and lying about, you know. My thing is, like, Lenin said we will lead the movement to destruction, and that's what Fox and I think Trump really was about, is just to lead the white nationalist thing to destruction, and they did a good job.
I actually really, really disagree with that. Now, I think Trump might wind up having led people or having led us to destruction, but to say something happened doesn't prove it was purposely designed to happen that way. And that's where I differ. So, I mean, the Trump administration was somewhere between a mess and a disaster. Okay? We got some stuff out of it. We got some stuff out of it.
Yeah.
But it didn't come anywhere near leading up to neither its promise nor its potential. But to say that it was planned that way, I don't think it was planned that way. I think Trump lost. I think we lost. You know, I think there's it's not just, you know, the president and he can decide to do anything he wants and he just decided to do bad things. I think there's a giant game going on. Trump is a big player. We were players. Lots of people are players. And there are people on the other side who are playing against us and we lost or we're, you know, down. But hey, hang on. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T DROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Okay. We are back. So, Dan, we kind of got interrupted by the break. Did you have more you wanted to say?
A few years ago, David Duke said, you know, white nationalists can't side with Zionist Jews. He kind of said no more trying to partner with these people. They've had decades of experience with, say, the KKK or whatever, or pro-white groups just constantly being stabbed in the back. And I agree with him on that. And I think we made a huge mistake of ignoring Trump's, you know, Zionist Israel first crap. And
Who was ignoring when he moved the embassy, designated the embassy to be in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem instead of Tel Aviv, when he recognized Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights? Who was ignoring that? Was David Duke ignoring? Ignoring it?
No, you weren't ignoring it, but I'm just saying I just quit supporting him. I mean, I just realized. Look, the first speech he gave and that first day he signed those executive orders on immigration, I was like, in heaven, I love Trump. And then by the time he gave that State of the Union talking about anti-Semitism and all this stuff, I'm like, for whatever reason, whether he was being blackmailed or he's just a con man. And I've just come to the conclusion the guy is an evil con man. You'll find with Tucker, he's going to stab you in the back.
You use the word evil, and I people use the word evil, but I don't always know what they mean by it. Is evil that he intentionally wants to do wrong? That he's out for himself and is being strictly out for yourself? Is that what we want to call evil?
I think he's a hardcore Zionist weirdo. I think, no one forced him when they passed that bill not to arm Saudi Arabia against Yemen. And they had, 3 million people being starved to death. Trump, that's the one thing he chose to veto, right? And then everything was for Israel. Israel was selling arms towards the end there, and they were attacking Armenia. So Trump was evil because he intentionally used people like, talking points, dog whistles, and the Stop the Steal thing. I think he just made a lot of money off that. And is he speaking out against these people being, in jail right now? Like they've been, and some of those guys are getting beat up.
Now, there's Stop the Steal. If he had not done Stop the Steal, if he had just rolled over and let... say, oh, well, I guess I lost. Biden won. Didn't try anything with the Stop the Steal. A lot of these same people would be saying, look, that's proof that he was in on it all the time. So he does Stop the Steal and he raises money and he has, Rudy Giuliani doing this traveling road show where he's going to state capitol after state capitol, having these hearings, getting a lot of evidence out. And, in the end, it still doesn't work. Okay.
Yeah, because so look at what he was doing. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I mean, well, I'm saying there are people who have just taken this position that, okay, Trump was in on it from the end. Here's the thing. You got these people who, no matter what happens, are just going to say everything was planned that way. And I don't think everything's planned that way. I think that there really is a lot of conflict. There's a lot of competition. And sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. And regarding Jewish power, if you look back over the past 100 years or whatever, 100 years plus, there's a certain amount of ebb and flow. But for the most part, Jewish power is pretty hard to overcome. And you got people who have tried it a very hardcore way, like the guy with the mustache. It didn't really work out very well for his country in the long run. You have people who have taken less hardcore approaches and probably gotten a much better deal, even if it's not an ideal. And you have like Vladimir Putin. You have people like Bolsonaro who's doing his thing. And, you know, he's a Zionist, but he's trying to do his thing. Is it going to work out? I don't know. But, you know, you get a lot of people have been smashed. A lot of countries have been smashed. You look at Syria, a lot, you know, and so nobody's got the answer. I don't think anybody's got the answer. I'm not saying I've got the answer, but I get really annoyed with this whole idea that somebody lost the game, therefore it was fixed. Therefore, they threw it.
I think Trump was very intelligent when he won the election, right? I mean, he knew when he, like, came out to disavow Duke, he did it in a way where he was getting us on his side. Like, I really don't want to do this, but I'll disavow David Duke. You know, and then, like you said, Stormfront lost their processors. You know, at the same time, the Republicans, you know, have these sham things against big tech, and they pretend like they're going to do, and then they help big tech do it. So it's, look, this not like the Stop the Steal, when Trump's female, what's her name, lawyer came out and said, this is the biggest operation, this computer voting system's been used by Venezuela and all this junk. And then the next day, Trump comes out and, like, fires her from the team. And it's like the whole thing was like,
Sidney Powell and the voting machines, maybe she had a good case that she could have presented before a court. Maybe that's what she had prepared. She did not, she didn't explain it very well to the public, right? And all the Venezuela stuff, you know, that was never explained very well, and that was partly boomer bait, because you say Venezuela and the boomers get all on board. So I don't know, but what Rudy Giuliani was doing with his road show was real stuff.
Yeah,
because
first of all, Rudy Giuliani was sitting there encouraging people, go on to the Capitol. We'll take our country
going
back.
Going on to the Capitol was a fine thing to do. The problem, the thing is, with the Capitol, because I was there, the thing is with the Capitol, there was a way forward still on January 6th, but it wasn't what Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz were prepared to do. What needed to be done, and I was saying it on this show and everybody knows it, is you have to object to every single state. That buys you, that would buy you about 2 weeks. And the very next day after January 6th, Wisconsin, the state legislature was coming back into session, and there was going to be a motion to decertify the Republican, to decertify the Biden electors. So we needed, like, the thing is, the Stop the Steal actually went really, really far. They went really, really far getting out all this evidence. They went really far getting out all this evidence. They got people to the point where they were saying electors need to be decertified. They had state legislators introducing motions to decertify legislators. So it went really, really far. At the end of the day, it was too little, too late, but it actually got very close. It got to the point where you were within a Hail Mary of sending the game into overtime. You were at least that close, coming from way back.
Yeah.
So that was a big comeback. And I'll tell you who was big on that was Nick Fuentes. And anybody who is bad-mouthing Nick Fuentes, who wasn't out there trying to protect the election, is full of bullhorn, and I don't need to hear them. I mean, there,
yeah,
that
I don't,
is
I
the
don't,
biggest
I don't
nonsense
the
ever. Nick Fuentes was big.
I don't follow him much, so I don't know what he's doing. But as far
he
as
was
Tucker,
big. He was, he's 22 years old. Why should everything have been on his shoulders? You have people with a whole network,
right.
Lots and lots of a huge audience, and they just sat on their butts the whole time saying, oh, Biden won because Trump was mean to white people, which is all BS. It was such BS. And I hope they come back on the rails, but they're off the rails now. So that's what I have to say about it.
Well,
and
Trump did spend, Andrew spend Andrew 2 years
Andrew
talking
Andrew
about
was big on this. And so was, like it or not, so was Alex Jones. They were on the right side. You got me all riled up.
Trump
Do you have any
well,
final
Trump
words
spent,
before I go on to the next person?
Well, he spent the last 2 years, you know, talking about black unemployment, you know, not doing the corona. And look at the people Trump pardoned, you know, and that's all I got to say. So, anyway.
Okay, well, thanks for your call.
Thanks.
All right. Sorry, I got kind of riled up there. Bruce from Texas. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Hey, nice talking to you, Dr. Slattery.
Yeah. So what's up?
Just real quick, because I don't want to hang on too long if you have somebody else behind me. The Academy Awards, lowest ratings in history. who would ever guess that, you know, the quality of product you're putting in? I didn't watch it.
Yeah, well, you know what we need to do is get another Goyim's Choice out there. It's been in the works. We're just looking for a amphitheater big enough.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the only movie I've been looking forward to seeing has been pushed back twice. It's Top Gun Maverick. And I want to give you a quick, this is my prediction for Top Gun Maverick. He sees a Japanese F-14 painted up to look like an Iranian F-14. Mm-hmm. And you see it in the promo, you see a glimpse of it. I'm willing to bet that Tom Cruise, you know, he leads a mission in Iran or someplace. They accomplish the mission and all this, and he shoots up this Iranian F-14, and I bet he gets a little nostalgic over his old airplane, and so he pulls up to it and gives him the little salute. Let them go. Does that sound plausible to you?
I don't know. I'm not a pilot. It probably.
Are you still there?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. No. Does it sound plausible? Not really my field. Is it plausible?
Yeah, I think they're going to take that from the Blue Max. Did you ever see that movie?
Which movie was that?
The Blue Max?
Yeah, I don't know.
George Peppard? You're breaking up a lot there. I don't want to make bad radio.
Okay.
Can you still hear me?
I hear you just fine.
You do? Oh, okay. But anyhow, what do you think about the recount going on in Arizona?
If they're recounting, I'm not exactly sure what to think. I have heard that you know, there had been that whole, those reports from last November and December that there had been, like, what do you call those? Like ultraviolet, what do you see when you hold something up to the light and you can see through it or whatever? They had these markings, watermarks. That you could only see in ultraviolet light if they were legitimate. And apparently that was a real thing. So if they're actually able to do a recount where they can tell the fraudulent ballots from the real ballots, it could be the beginning of something. But, you know, the thing is, if you prove that the election was fake, you still had that vote on, you know, the wee hours of January 7th that had Biden declare the victor of the Electoral College. And going back and trying to remedy that would require the cooperation basically of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, Chlamydia Harris, resigning. And appointing Donald Trump to be the vice president, and then the the Senate and House would have to ratify him as the vice president. So the remedy is pretty far-fetched, but it would be
right, yeah,
a good first step to expose the fraudulency of the election. So what do you think of it?
Yeah, I think it's important to expose the fraud. Actually, I used the wrong choice of words. It's not a recount, it's an audit.
Yes.
And I'm looking at a tweet here by somebody. I'm going to try to pronounce his name, Johnny J. Nalbaldian. And he says, breaking news, 250,000 illegal votes found in Arizona audit so far. We told you so. Mm-hmm. Now, I think this is important in two ways. One, since we have a fraudulent President Biden, and you know his policies are absolutely poison, I think it's important to weaken his power as much as possible. This may give cover for states to push back against federal dictates, such as gun control and packing the court, maybe get some congressional pushback against that. He has to be reined in as much as possible. So the more we show him as being illegitimate, the better. Two is to stop that House Bill 1, to stop the codification of the cheating into law and to bring back saner election procedures like that's worked for us so much in the past. But now, you know, people can't be bothered to show a damn ID and show up to vote. You know, if they pass that bill in House Bill 1 and Biden signs it, it's the country's done for.
So we're really at a critical juncture. And, of course, it seems like we've been at a critical juncture for a while. But, wow, right now, I mean, what happens, like, there's the stuff you're talking about, just getting back to the masks. Can they really come and say, oh, well, actually, you didn't have to wear masks for 13 months. Never mind. I mean, everything, it's the presidency, the administration's illegitimate. But all these things that they, you know, all the Black Lives Matter stuff, the whole, you could call it, I don't know whether it's a shakedown of the corporations or the, you know, the corporations were willing, willingly part of this or to what extent, you know, it's one or the other. But you've got like the whole corporate power structure that's been financing riots of blacks against whites. I mean, so much stuff is going on. The whole society, the you know, our whole body politic is really being exposed as completely illegitimate. Then what? Right? Then what?
Right. Yeah. That's a good question. That's all I had for today. I appreciate you taking my call.
Well, thank you. Okay. Next we go to Murr from Wisconsin. Murr, you've got such a nice soothing voice. Can you calm me down?
Sure. Isn't it an amazing time to be alive?
It sure is.
You know, what happens then? Well, we'll see. There's never any going back. And it's interesting that, you know, first reason I called was because of Charles talking about Nagasaki, and there was a priest that blessed the bombs and everything, and his big turnaround after that. But he was Michael Moore's priest, and Michael Moore was... Whoop, we're going
Are
into
you serious?
Break, huh?
Yeah, we're going into the break, but you have the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Xtendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Xtendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Xtendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Xtendivite may just be for you. Xtendivite is an all-natural supplement. Xtendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Xtendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Okay, we are back. And Murr, you have the floor.
Well, thank you. Yeah, when Charles was saying about the bomb, and like I said, it was Michael Moore's priest, and he sounded all like irritated, like, okay, George, because George had a really big conversion after that. It's like Christ wasn't about killing, you know, and so he's been ever after speaking about that and asking forgiveness from the, I forget what the name of them are, the Japanese. He was over there, and, you know, whenever they have the get-togethers, and they ask forgiveness for Pearl Harbor and stuff. So, you know, these are Jew wars, you know. But and Michael Moore, speaking to him, his agent is Ari Emanuel, you know, Rahm Emanuel's youngest brother.
Mm-hmm.
And those three brothers, you know, Zeke's the older one. And, I mean, it's just, they're like a triad of death for the Goyim, but they're so all messed up themselves, you know. I mean, this is just kind of exponential. And then when Dan was talking about Trump, and, you know, he's supposedly not president now. Why is he getting this from the media? I tell you, get away from Talmudia, all of it. You know, the movies, all of it. It's addictive poison, and it gets worse. They use, you know, there's no holds barred. There's no moral holds. So let them go bankrupt. Man up, mankind, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Trump, you got to count your blessings. He kept us out of war for 4 years. And even when they put the embassy in Jerusalem, they used the building that was there, and he didn't do it right away. And he really saved any other presidents that might come along, because every 6 months they'd hang that over their heads like the sword of Damocles, you know. We're going to talk about you and Mike Schell to Obama or whatever. And you know, so I just keep thinking, huh?
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking. I think pretty early in the Trump administration, I was referring to him as not a leader, but an asset worth fighting over. But, you know,
I, I rather enjoyed it because it was so. And you know, there's stuff going on now. If you look at Monkey Works, that's WERX, and he follows all the planes and everything. And this is a movie we're watching because there's all kind of stuff where they're running people to the what they call the spa, Guantanamo, and there's no Air Force One, and there's a helicopter that's come and do like three circles around the Capitol and the White House and go back to North Jersey or wherever it's going to. But, I mean, it's just, it's very unique time to be alive. It's just very interesting. And, you know, from the beginning, things were like that, actually. Like George Washington, and they had the Jay Treaties, and they were speculating on land, kind of like the area that Bill Gates, the crypto Jew, is buying all up, you know? So it's always been crooked, but it's because it's a crooked system from the root. The root is a currency. And so when you take that away, when there's no usury like there was in Germany, they thrived for 10 years. You know, Hitler tried to put up 30 different peace proposals. All of this is lies. Was it March 24, 1933, when Judea declared war on them and started boycotting all their goods? And Germany only boycotted, what, one day, and it was a Saturday, so they weren't there anyway? Yeah, I just wanted to say, it's kind of like my son. I always cheered for his Little League team, but wouldn't, you know, just stay quiet for the other team. And in fact, they'd ask me, wouldn't you cheer for them? But the one time, I guess it was Babe Ruth, he had grown 9 inches in 6 months, and he got a three bases on an overthrow on first because I had to be quiet because somebody's Labrador puppy was sleeping in my lap. So you never know how things are going to work out. Your best laid plans of mice and men, right? I think we're gone, huh? Bye-bye.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.